This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Thursday, March 25th with your hosts, Karen, Angelique, and Jason. The views of these super fans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
This week, we had more fireworks, mischief, and utter mayhem inside the house.
Hi, guys. What a fantastic week. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on the drama in the house.
Well, my first thought is Keeper is definitely like a shuffleboard champion. Like, he got 10-9. Like, that was incredible.
I've never mastered shuffleboard, so I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
Oh, but so foolish of Austin to give that HOH over to Kiefer. She definitely wasn't in a secure position going into this week, so I don't really understand why you would trust Kiefer.
I love you if you got me. Yeah, 100%. I'd let her know that she'd be safe if I won, and also make sure that I'd be safe if she won.
It seems like the last two contestants in the HOH competition, like, they feel like they need to make a fake deal with each other because they're trying to get the other one to give it up. I've noticed that over the last few seasons where it's like the last two people, it's always like, hey, yeah, you're good. Just throw it to me. And, you know, looking at the track record, I would never do that. I would never throw it to anybody because it's like, no, that means usually whoever wins, like whoever they made the deal with, it's like, yeah, I know I made the deal, but it's Big Brother. So
you can write checks in this house.
Yes, I know, right?
Yeah. Because I believe even last week, Victoria had made a deal with Kiefer and said that he was safe. Then he came to her and sort of said, like, oh, put me up because I lied to you, which kind of ended up working for him in the end.
I think she would have put him up anyway.
Yeah, probably.
And he was saying, I deserve to go up. So she didn't even foster much ill will in the house.
The way Kiefer's playing is it's very interesting. And I find it's very refreshing. I find he's doing things that I haven't seen before. Mm.
I may not be in a strong duo. I may be on an island myself, but I was born and raised on an island and it's where I feel most comfortable. I'm right where I want to be.
Which is interesting after like this many seasons.
And you haven't missed very many, so that's saying a lot. If Jason hasn't seen it, then it's a new play.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, his play last week with Victoria, where he's like we said last week, where it's like, usually you do that, you're gone. Mm-hmm. And then this week, where he's talking about going after the duos. And before we talk about the duos, where he just flat out says, like, I'm in too deep with the Sunsetters to start over.
It's loyal to the soil, loyal to the squad, Sunsetters for life.
And usually, if every member of your alliance votes to evict you, usually if you win head of household, like, you're going after them. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was a very, like, he took the time to kind of calm down and just be like, you know, I'm going to think about this logically. And it's like, if I choose to stick with them, then I still have my numbers. But if I go against them, I don't have, like, he doesn't have a guaranteed thing with the oddballs, right? And it was very smart of him to see that. And yeah, I know, like everybody in the house is kind of like, well, what's he doing? They voted to evict him. But, like, when you hear his reasons in the diary, I'm like, huh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think he very much understands that it wasn't a personal thing. It was them. They were in a bad position. They had to vote out someone in their alliance. Well, and it wasn't that they were against him in particular. It's just that they felt that they valued LaToya more in that moment.
Well, like, if I was in the Sunsetters, I probably would have voted to evict Kiefer as well, right? Like, you got to think about it, like, based on who's the stronger player. I thought LaToya would have ended up being a stronger player. And it's good that Victoria and the oddballs got rid of her. Mm-hmm. But I totally get why the Sunsetters wanted to keep her and not Kiefer, which is ironic because Kiefer is the one that ended up winning head of household.
Congratulations, what? Kiefer. You are the new head of household.
And it's interesting the way he's played as head of household. He hasn't necessarily put up the people I would.
I thought for sure he would put up Kyle at least.
Yeah, like, me too.
Like, he had that whole thing where he just told him, like, look, man, we're done.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, you know, he tried something and it didn't work. And then it just, I guess he felt he couldn't mend that fence with Kyle.
Yeah.
I loved his speech about the duos. That seemed like some very smart strategic thinking.
I need to go after a duo. Tara and Tina, they don't go anywhere without each other. Kyle and Ro, they also do not go anywhere without each other. Ty and Jed are perceived as a duo. Brayden and Austin, they are attached at the hip.
he just seems to be playing a very methodical game. This is the part that, and I always say, that's what I love about this show, is that there's a lot of chess pieces in play, and you're playing, you're not playing with like inanimate objects, you're playing with people, and you don't know how they're going to react, right? Yeah. And he seems to be kind of adjusting his game based on that. And the fact that he can pick out all the duos, now it's probably pretty obvious if you're in the house, because if you're noticing like everybody's pairing off.
Yeah, and they go up to the HOH in pairs, I find. It'll be Tara and Tina, and it'll be Brayden and Austin. And it's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's like they're not even hiding it.
Yeah.
There's an unspoken war going on between Tashawn and myself and Kyle and Rohan, and I just don't really trust him in this game.
Yeah, so some interesting gameplay. You know whose gameplay I want to talk about? Let's talk about Victoria.
Yeah.
Brilliant that she, why isn't she on the block?
After well, all,
you know what?
Those,
I think she did a good job last week of, at the very, very end, sort of pulling Kiefer aside and saying, the reason you are staying this week is because of me. I have orchestrated this entire thing to get LaToya out of the house. So remember when you stay here next week that I am responsible. And I think, too, Kiefer's also not a personal player. He understood why she put him on the block. He understood what she was trying to do. So he can sort of separate the emotional aspect of the game, which is like, oh, you put me up, I'm going to knee-jerk reaction, put you right back up. He understood that there was a bigger picture at play. Victoria, she did a good move, but she's in very much kind of on her own. I think even the oddballs threw her under the bus this week. So she's kind of a little bit on an island in the middle of this thing with no real alliance that's going to protect her. So he kind of sees that, and I think rightly feels that.
I was just saying, because she's not... I don't think she's a duo, right? She doesn't have...
No, not at all.
And I think
she's kind of like on the periphery of so many other things. She's kind of in tight with Brayden and Austin. She's in good with Tina and Tara. Kind of okay with Rohan and Kyle, even though they're kind of throwing her under the bus heavy this week. She kind of has an in with almost everyone.
Except for Beth. I felt so sorry for Beth this week. That was, come on, Victoria.
I totally
calling her out.
You got your wish. Sure. You planted the seed and now she's gone. It was a good move. You thought of it. Your word stuck. I'm not trying to pin this on you. I'm not trying to play the victim.
I'm trying to pin this on you. Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
I got what she was doing, but I don't, like, right after like the eviction where she said that, I was like, ooh, okay, you're going for some fireworks. And that was, I thought that was perfect. Mm-hmm. But then when she went into the room after to like keep going, it's like, oh, that feels like you're piling on now. Like you made your point.
Something that I wanted to tell you guys earlier, that girl, Beth.
You should have pulled back, leave the doubt there and let that do the work. As opposed to like, because like it looked like she's coming on so strong that that kind of actually reinforced with Ty and Jensen that, okay, no, Beth is actually with us.
There was no reason I would ever have to think you're the trap.
But I feel like if she didn't go into the room and keep pushing, that doubt would have still been there. That's something like that's the seed that you plant, and then a couple weeks later, you bring it home. But she was still able to fade into the background after.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea how she managed that.
Yeah. Because that's two head of households now, early head of households, with Austin and Victoria, that they did the job that they wanted to do. Get someone out and then just slink into the background and everybody forget about me. And especially after all the fireworks last week with Victoria, you would think that, you know, there would be a huge blowout and like people going after her, but like, nope, she just kind of just went right into the background and now it's Kiefer's going after the duo. It's not something you see very often in this game where that happens.
Tashawn and I have been boys since day one. We just happen to have a crush on the same girl.
It looks like Beth is in very tight with Jed and Ty. I loved the little piece in the show on Monday night where they talked about the love triangle. I just eat that stuff up. I love the showmances. It's my favorite part.
Beth is super cute, funny. We're working together. It's a unique little triangle, but it works for me.
It's like, well, you see the love triangle and like I'm sitting here watching like, this is going to blow up at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. They seem to all like genuinely get along, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was very cute and good for Beth. I mean, they're good shields for her. And if they stay loyal and they're both very strong players, so you think.
And they had a chance to offer her up as a pawn if Jed would have taken LaToya off last week and they chose not to. So clearly they have her back and they have her interests in mind. So.
Well, it's interesting because like it puts Beth in like a really amazing position. Because like remember however many seasons ago, like with Ika and Dimitri, like Ika had Dimitri as a shield for so long, but that was just one person. Beth's got two, right?
Well, as long as they can keep themselves off the block and one of them wins the veto, then I guess they'll be fine.
To be perfectly honest, I'm surprised that those two have not been put up. Because, like, if I was in that house, I'd be like, these are two really strong guys, really yes. smart guys that we should probably get rid of now, because if we leave them around, like, that's that. Like, you want to talk about a dangerous duo. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're probably, like, from a competition standpoint, I feel like they're probably the most dangerous duo.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Anyway, so that's, can't wait to see that. Let's just hope Beth doesn't pick one or the other, because that'll just blow things right up. And then we're going to have a movie.
That's like the biggest, that's the biggest mistake she could make in this game.
Yeah, because she picked one or the other.
Yeah.
And poor Rohan not getting to eat in, what, 3 weeks now?
Ouch.
Come on, Kiefer. 2 weeks straight on slop, I'm the only house guest to be in this situation, and this could also mess me up from a game perspective.
I understand keeping your opponent weak, but that's almost overkill.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'd be really interested to see what he would do if he won head of household.
Mm. Yeah, because he told Kiefer that he wasn't his target going into next week, so I guess we'd have to see how that would play out.
Yeah, should be good. Well, I cannot wait to see what's coming up, guys, so thank you so much for the chat, and everybody tune in to Big Brother Canada tonight.
Yeah,
so
thanks for listening.
All new Big Brother Canada live eviction tonight on Global. Also available on Stack TV and the Global TV app.